Hello and welcome to the Dead Air Dudes. I'm Izzy.
I'm Rocka. Hello, one and all. And on this day, the start of the NFL season, things going crazy. But even more important than that, on the heels of San Diego Comic-Con and in between the heels of New York City Comic-Con, there's a big announcement. And who's the announcement?
Yeah, before that, be remiss to not acknowledge the fact that it's September 11th, and we never forget. And you know, so
it's amazing. It's been 20 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we are, as everybody knows, we are New York City homegrown, born and raised, bred, currently still living in this city. And for everything that it is and it isn't, it is a heartbeat of many souls. And it was a day we obviously can never forget. And we've actually personally lived through the tragedy with a few people who we bid farewell to on that day and we knew intimately. Let's never forget.
Yeah. But so back to the subject of this episode. Episode 198 for all you guys and gals counting out there. I'm going to talk about D23, which is the Disney Expo. And they had some announcements and some trailers and some nothing supremely surprising, but you know, like Rocka said, on the heels of San Diego Comic-Con. Here we go. Starting off, let's go with the Thunderbolts. The Thunderbolts is a movie that starts shooting in 2023 for a mid-2024 release. It was already announced at San Diego Comic-Con, but now we have finally got the cast, which there were rumors about. We already knew that Valentina, played by Julia Dorito, Elaine from Seinfeld, and we knew that Yelena Belova was going to be in it. We knew that the U.S. agent was going to be in it. Well, we also now know that Red Guardian, David Harbour from Black Widow, will be joining the cast, as well as Winter Soldier himself, Ghost from Ant-Man, and in a surprising addition, Taskmaster, also from Black Widow. Now, for me, Taskmaster is a great character in the comics, not so much in the movie. Now, me and Rocka, we actually went into this in the review. You can always check it out on our podcast. Check out the podcast and see it for yourself. Well, that cast, what do you think, Rocka?
Wyatt Russell as John Walker and also Sebastian Stan.
Oh, Sebastian Stan is Winter Soldier, as you well know.
So not exactly. Wyatt
Russell is U.S. agent.
What do you think? We were batting maybe less than 500 there.
Well, I mean, look, we were thinking best case scenario, and this is kind of a letdown, man. I have to admit. I mean,
there's a lot of omissions.
They went with the blandest team imaginable, and it's like a real middle finger to, you know, all the fans who thought Red Hulk or the Abomination or She-Hulk or, you know.
It's very tame.
Very, very tame. And then you have, then the power sets of these characters aren't even freaking, I mean, you have Red Guardian. I mean, hey, I like Hopper as much as the next person, but I mean, eh.
It almost has a feel like they're going for something a little comedic.
I don't know. Well, possibly. Well,
if you look at She-Hulk, that's where things have leaned.
You know, I mean, welcome to Marvel, the home of comedy. Sorry.
It seems that way. So, yes, big letdown. And that's the Thunderbolts. And nothing leaked as far as the storyline, is there?
No, nothing. I mean,
just the cast.
Yeah, we've gotten tidbits, you know, and little post scenes, as we all know, when Valentina went up to a U.S. agent and offered him a job, and then where she also does the same thing to Yelena and say, you know, and beforehand and says, oh, this is the person who killed, you know, your sister, yada yada, so on and so forth. So I mean, look, either way I'm gonna watch it, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not sure about the cast, you know.
But you know what it is, it's a filtered down conglomeration of a few of the series and movies that they've done.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's disappointing in the sense that you wanted kind of something new, right. But what you end up doing is like a continuation of Black Widow, a little bit continuation of the Captain America and Winter Soldier series, a little bit of actually a lot from Black Widow. And I don't know. I don't see much. I do not foresee much of a fanfare and viewership.
For this, what I called it on the budget, you could have called it anything else. What's the point?
Along that same lines, let's then now switch gears to the Marvels.
Go for it.
I mean, okay, so Brie Larson, Iman Vellani. Ooh, I'm going to butcher this one. Teona Paris. And now it's Miss Marvel, Captain Monica Rambeau, Captain Marvel. And they all find their powers intertwined in some kind of clever plot, I assume.
Well, look, I mean, the original Captain Marvel, Captain Marvel, if he does indeed show up, that'll be kind of a little Easter egg, you know, for the comic book fans. We have who is Photon or Spectrum, whatever her name is now, Monica Rambeau, who we saw. The introduction to her in WandaVision. And obviously we have Iman Vellani from Ms. Marvel. And we have the powerhouse herself, Captain Marvel, Brie. So, let's see.
They say Flerkin is going to be back, so I'm going to be looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to more Captain America New World Order, where you have the return of, obviously, Captain America, the Falcon, yeah. America.
This is going to be Anthony Mackie's now ownership of the shield, the official passing of the baton. He is now the new Captain America. Again, nothing leaked out about the storylines and how it intertwines. I don't understand how that doesn't get intertwined into the Thunderbolts.
Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, because I haven't heard any mention of Sebastian Stan or the Winter Soldier being in this movie, which I guess it's good because you're going to have
a standalone movie of him.
You have Danny Ramirez, who plays his guy who created the drone kind of Falcon type
thing. Yeah, so he was kind of like his tech secondhand man.
Yeah, who he may actually become the future Falcon or whatever. So. We also have Isaiah Bradley, the first super soldier. He's going to be in it again. And you have the introduction to Sabra, another character from the Marvel, you know, universe. And the one thing that I was more excited about is we're finally going to get a continuation or brought into the MCU, Tim Blake Nelson, who's playing the leader. The leader being the villain of this film. Also, he's a classic villain of who? Incredible Hulk.
Do you think he's going to be tied in, possibly?
Well, he's a villain. You remember in the other movie where that thing, where the gamma stuff dripped on his head and he was all getting all messed up and everything? And
yes.
So, yeah. So.
Well, okay, then let's finish off some of the minor ones and we'll hit the major big guys. All so, right. Echo.
Yep.
Echo will take off from where she was launched from the from the guy. Yeah.
They showed a trailer and a clip, and they showed Vincent D'Onofrio or Kingpin with an eye patch. So we all know that, yes, spoilers, he survived the gunshot. Shocker.
I mean, he's superhuman almost as a villain.
Yeah.
Look, you lift the car.
We go to Loki. where we also saw some couple.
Well, this is gonna be a big bad one. So, Loki season 2.
Yeah.
And you can only imagine. There's no way in hell it's not. So, Kang is gonna be there. We're gonna take off Kang from there. So this is a big one. And where not much of a surprise there, except I guess the debut will be sometime next year.
Yes.
Unless, is it already filmed?
I do believe they probably filmed some. I mean, I'm not sure if it's done yet, but definitely sometime next year. And what I found interesting is what's his face? Data from the Goonies and from Everything Everywhere. Well, at once, I'm not even going to try to say his name. He joins the cast of Loki. And if you believe the rumors, also you might have also Henry Cavill, amongst others, also joining the Loki cast. With the
yes, I have read that.
Supreme. He might play Hyperion, which would be kind of interesting, but we'll see.
Now, Hyperion would be a big bad character.
Yeah, but I get you can't just be Hyperion. It has to be the whole squad of Supreme. As they are, a ripoff of the Justice League, so.
Wouldn't that be very odd?
It'd be like a slap in the face.
A complete slap in the face. It'd be like the ultimate reality, alternate reality.
Meta.
Where it almost really becomes comical.
Completely. I mean,
it's going to be hard to take serious, to be honest.
What we did not get was any information or any new casting or anything about the Fantastic Four. All we did, we get a confirmed director, which we knew, Matt Shackman, who directed the great WandaVision.
WandaVision. That's all we got now. But there is confirmation that there is going to be a Fantastic Four.
Of course. And we have rumors for the cast. Also, Krasinski, spoilers if you guys didn't see it, played Mr. Fantastic in Doctor Strange. And there were rumors that Emily Blunt was going to play the Invisible Woman. Now, since Mr. Fantastic met his untimely demise in the movie, they're talking about the latest rumors, or one of the latest rumors is Penn Badgley from the TV series You on Netflix to play Mr. Fantastic. Now you had a small, like five finalists to play Invisible Woman, and now it looks like it might be Julie Comer, if I got her name correct, from Killing Eve might be playing, and from Free Guy, she might be playing Invisible Woman. Now, if it comes out to pass, we'll see. But, you know, you also have some funny mock castings where they said Seth Rogen as the Grimm, as Ben Grimm, and John Boyega as Human Torch. But obviously, we all know that that's, you know, not going to happen.
I thought, what's his face is going to reprise his role as the Human Torch.
That would be pretty epic.
That would be a double backhanded slap in the face.
Yeah. So now we go to Black Panther Wakanda Forever. They showed clips, some scenes. I didn't want to get too into it because I didn't want to get spoiled, but all we know for sure is that it's in post-production. He's busy editing and cutting stuff. So it should be on course for a November 11th release this year. Oh, sit.
Now, there's been probably very few Marvel lines that have been attacked with criticism before it even was released than Black Panther Wakanda Forever. You know, you can say what you want after it's been shown and every episode comes out and people have their things to say. It hasn't even come out yet. And there's been a ton of criticism, backlash
everywhere.
And I'm really not even myself understanding it, because I can understand making a statement about, oh, don't do this, or it would be a shame if they did that, but nobody really has any tangible evidence except maybe the select few inner circle writers of what's going on, and you know who's acting and all that. But at the same time, guys, sorry, life goes on. He was a pretty good actor. He made Black Panther who he was. He has passed on. You can't reprise the role. And so the script has to take another turn. And it just I find it odd that it was really quite an impactful movie. One of the better Marvel movies. And it's taking such hate. It's not even out.
Well, I mean, it's a polarizing situation. Because...
Yes, I understand. There's almost no winner here.
Yeah, it was a huge backlash to make it. A huge backlash to recast or not to recast. Then you had the issue with Shuri and her whole anti-COVID thing. And now that she is probably going to be the next Black Panther, not for sure, you know, let's see. And then you have the introduction to Namor, and then, you know, and then now it's so diverse, and some people, some toxic fans do not want that. That's what I'm going to say about that one. And let's see. I mean, there's not much else to say about it. I mean, so.
All right. I guess let's move on to Ironheart.
Ironheart,
yes.
Yes, that's what Rocco said. Yeah, Riri Williams was going to be introduced in Black Panther Wakanda Forever. It's basically going to be a magic versus tech. Anthony Ramos is going to be the Hood, a pretty much a low-level criminal who finds this magical cloak as a Hood. And gets imbued with superhuman and magical powers. And he becomes, you know, pretty badass after that. He's going to be the antagonist of the film. And Riri, or Ironheart, is going to be, you know, the next. I mean, I guess they're trying to go for Iron Man, but no, let's wait on that one.
Now, here's the thing with this one. It really, the secret of the success will really lie in marketing. Because there's going to be a majority of people won't even know what the hell Ironheart is.
I mean, and at this point, Marvel is—they just doing whatever the heck they want to do, which is good. And they're saying, you know what? I've said this before. Everybody knows how to freaking ride a bike. The training wheels are off. Either get on the train or be left at the station. That's it. Get on the train or be left at the station. Get on the
train. This is no surprise. No surprise to our listening audience that Izzy has left a lot of passengers back.
Yeah,
they're still walking home right now. Some will never find their way.
That's gonna come out sometime in 2023. We have Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, where we will see Kang in his full glory.
Okay, so yeah, I wanted to get to that. So then we have Loki with, obviously Kang will be in there. How could he not? And then some other intricacies interwoven. Then Ant-Man and Wasp will come out with Quantumania and Kang too. So it's like Kang 1, 2, and 3.
Well, I mean, we all know that there's like, you know, there's Kangs in every reality.
There's a Council of Kangs.
There you go. Council of Kangs. Enough said. They show some clips there, and they show one particular scene in which Ant-Man has to perform a robbery or something to save his daughter, Cassie, who has been kidnapped or whatever. So we'll see about that.
There's been some viral tweets about him dying in this.
Yes, I have heard that. This might be the end of Ant-Man. So I guess we'll see. February 2020.
Nice knowing you, Paul Rudd.
Secret Invasion, the return of Nick Fury, Maria Hill, James Rhodey Rhodes.
Now I know you are looking forward to this one.
Yes, they released a trailer which looks suspenseful and interesting. You have the attack of the Skrulls. You have Emilia Clarke, Daenerys Targaryen herself playing in this series. But what role is she going to be playing?
The shapeshifter.
Is she going to be something entirely different?
But they are the shapeshifter aliens, and they're plotting against takeover Earth.
Yes.
And I don't know how that doesn't interweave in the Thunderbolts, the Avengers, S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, you name it.
Who says it doesn't?
Because they didn't say it does.
Well, you know the Wonger's got to be there. The Wonger is everywhere.
Well, it's been not even implied. It's been like,
and they also announced that Madison with two N's and one Y, but we don't know where, and Wonger show. No, they didn't. But
you know. Listen, anybody who's listened this close this far right now, respond to deaderdudes@gmail.com and tell us Wonger's favorite drink, and we will ship out to you promptly a Deader Dudes hat and shirt and sticker.
Dude. And last but certainly not least, we have Werewolf by Night, which is by far the one I was excited the most to see and is the most different and should be really, really good. Did you get to see the trailer of that?
I did not. Now tell us a little bit about it.
All right. Basically, Jack Russell, Werewolf by Night, I don't know what the story is going to be in the show, but this harkens back to the Universal Monsters. It's filmed in black and white, and it looks freaking badass. You see the man thing. You see, it's like a bunch of hunters trying to hunt something down, but then one of them is a monster. It's going to come out I believe October 7th, and it's not unlike anything that Marvel's done so far, which I'm very happy that they're allowing this to happen.
So this is a discontinuation of the mainstream comic book heroes.
Yes, this is what I guess as far as Disney will allow it. This is more of Marvel horror.
Right, a totally separate entity. Now wait, what? Any news that came out about the Marvel Zombie standalone animation? There were rumors that was going to come out, like their own animated series.
Well, we know that there's going to be a continuation of the What If, but I don't think much. See, look, D23, it was kind of an addendum to San Diego Comic-Con.
To Hall H.
Yeah, it wasn't the end all. Literally. I think that New York Comic-Con is going to be the next time we're going to see a lot more shit, which I can probably tell you at that point, we're going to find out the cast of Fantastic Four. At that point, we're going to probably know more about the Marvel Zombies and everything else. Because I think they're coming back to New York Comic Con in a big, 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 big way.
And just to let you guys know out there, we are planning to send a drone with a microphone into Hall, whatever, where they are. And we're going to spinal tap into insider information as we attend New York Comic Con. We will be there.
Yeah, or maybe we'll be there and just tell you ourselves what happened.
Like we did last year. Spot us, tell us you listen to us, you're fans of Dead or Dudes, and we have with us a backpack full of merch.
Yes. Yes. Merch and Rocket Whooping cookies.
I can't guarantee that they will make it into Comic Con, but yes. Security's kind of tight, man. Security's kind of tight.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, 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 it is.
And so is my belly.
So that was all for D20, amongst other things. We're just taking the Marvel side of things. You know, you had a bunch of movies by Disney that were announced. They showed a clip and trailer of Indiana Jones, which everyone went insane over. They showed another Andor trailer, Skeleton Crew, a bunch of other things. The sequel to Enchanted. It was just, you know, a bevy of things. So once again,
I did see the trailer actually of the sequel to Enchanted, which was interesting because I did see the first one, and
of course you did.
It's a whole new world, obviously, and it takes on new spins about modernizing the Cinderella folk story. If you can possibly do that. All right, so that was a mouthful. Not enough to puke, but a good amount to chug down there and gulp. a lot of speculation now, and I see what they're doing. And a nice PR move, they're feeding bits and bits of information to keep you continuously hooked. At the same time, cause a little stir. Take that little stir out and then manipulate it a bit and get people a little bit under the skin, a little bit asking questions, keep themselves relevant. And they have to, because again, in our humble opinion, they're pretty spread thin out, you know. But don't you worry, DC, because Black Adam's coming soon and he's going to save the day. Along with Shazam 3, 4, and 5.
Right.
Yeah.
So we look forward to Batman Part 2?
I am.
And the Joker with Lady Gaga, the musical.
I'm not. Not that one. Sorry.
And with that, as usual, please like, comment, subscribe to our YouTube channel and, of course, our podcast. If you guys could, you know, keep listening, we'll keep making them.
Yeah, thanks, guys, out there. Thanks for all your feedback and helping us keep the lights on and keeping this baby moving. Again, rocking from Deader Dudes. Remember to always, always save the whales. And read comics.
Indeed.